Good morning. This morning's scripture reading comes from Psalm chapter 119, verses 97 through 104. Oh, how I love your law! I meditate on it all day long. Your commands are always with me and make me wiser than my enemies. I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey your precepts. I have kept my feet from every evil path, so that I might obey your word. I have not departed from your laws, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I gain understanding from your precepts. Therefore, I hate every wrong path.
Back on May 30th, it was a Wednesday evening adult Bible study. We filled out a survey, those of you who were in that class that night, in regard to adult Bible education, particularly in regard to the purpose of Bible study, what one gains from Bible study, and suggestions to improve it. And then back on July 8th, during Sunday morning worship, we asked you who were in attendance at that time to fill out a short survey that had to do primarily with your reasons for participating or not participating in our Bible classes. And I want to take a moment, first of all, just to thank all of you who filled out one or both of those surveys. The adult Bible education team is using those surveys to design a curriculum and classes for the upcoming quarters, the upcoming year that we hope will address your needs for this year and years to follow. So we want our classes to be classes you want to attend. We want them to challenge you. We want them to strengthen you. And we want them to help you apply God's will to your life. Not that past or present classes have failed to do that. It's just that we want to bring a little more structure and organization to this ministry. So this morning, the adult education team decided it would be a good idea to reveal to you some of the results of the surveys and to give you an opportunity to see some of the results and offer some feedback if you so choose. Now, if you have absolutely no idea what I'm talking about, it probably means you didn't fill out one of the surveys, either of the two on Wednesday or Sunday. And if you didn't fill out a survey, and you would like to fill out one, just let me know, and I can make them available to you. First of all, I want you to know who the Bible adult Bible education team is in alphabetical order: Duke, DeLong, Jenny, Longo, Diana Morris, Ray Thorne, myself, and Robin. And no, we don't have any elders on the team because we felt they have enough to do, but they will have the final say on what we propose. The adult education team was actually quite encouraged by the results of the two surveys. We were encouraged because it validated what we have been doing in our classes. It's not that far off from what you want and expect. The Wednesday evening survey was designed to be a little bit more descriptive and to allow you to express your opinions and thoughts on various issues related to our Bible classes. And the first question on the survey had to do with, what do you think the purpose of adult of Bible class is? And now you might be thinking, well, isn't that kind of obvious? But sometimes what might be obvious to one person isn't quite as obvious to somebody else. The most common answer was to study the Bible / God's Word. That would have been the obvious answer. But there were some other answers, such as to build / encourage the church body, to develop relationships. And one of the questions asked, what makes you want to attend Bible class? And the two most common answers were a desire to learn God's word or more about God, and fellowship, friendship, and community. So many of you believe that Bible class isn't just about learning God's Word. It isn't just about the obvious answer. It also is about strengthening and encouraging your brothers and sisters through relationship building. And I would have to agree with that. And that reveals that Bible class can accomplish a lot more than just the study of God's Word. You know, it can build a stronger church community, a stronger body of believers. Now, it can also have the opposite effect. You know, I've participated in some very contentious Bible classes in other churches that I've been a member of, where community was actually destroyed rather than strengthened. Now, fortunately, thankfully, I've not experienced that very often. In fact, it's been very rare. And God is never glorified, and the church is not built up when that occurs. That happens when you allow Satan to get his foot in the door, and Satan has no place in the Lord's church. Proverbs 27:17 teaches that iron sharpens iron as one man sharpens another. And we have to remember that as a church, our goals are to build one another up, not tear one another down. And to honor God, not dishonor God. So as we sharpen one another, we want to be careful not to injure one another. Now, one of the more common answers on these surveys was that people want to hear other people's thoughts and comments. And we ought to be able to do that in a way that honors one another and does not hurt one another. And Bible class really is a great format in which to practice that. We're not always going to agree, and that's okay. You've heard the saying that you can disagree without being disagreeable, and that is the way it ought to be among brothers and sisters in Christ. The survey also asked the question, what makes you want to stay away from Bible class? And one of the most common answers was busy schedule / other life obligations. And that's understandable. You know, some of you may work late on Wednesdays or have to work into the wee hours of Sunday morning, which makes it very difficult to attend class. And if that's the case, don't forget that there are other groups, meetings, small groups that meet on other days of the week at other times that you might be able to attend. And I would strongly encourage you to attend one of the small groups if your schedule does not permit you to attend a Bible class here at the building. And you can check the bulletin because the bulletin has the times and days of when those small groups meet. Other common answers for staying away from Bible class included boring and lecture classes. And those two answers puzzle me a little bit because our Wednesday evening summer series that's going on right now is arguably it's primarily lecture. I mean, there is some question and answers at times, but it's primarily a lecture. And yet we have a pretty good attendance at that class. It's almost more at that class than it is in the fall, winter, and spring classes in which we usually have discussion. So not everyone dislikes a lecture. Now, if it's a boring lecture, I get it. I mean, nobody likes a boring lecture. But in the 2.5 years that I've been here, I've never attended or taught a class that was purely lecture. Now, I might have taught some boring classes, but I've never taught a class that was purely lecture. I can't even remember the last time I attended a church Bible class that was only lecture, where no one had the opportunity to comment. But I would hope that even if a class is boring to you, a boring lecture, that you would have more of a servant attitude than a selfish attitude. I mean, remember, a number of you indicated that Bible class isn't just about learning, it's also about building relationships. When one of your brothers or sisters has taken the time and effort to prepare a lesson for you, your participation builds up that brother or sister. Your participation shows love and respect to that brother or sister. And the chances are that you will probably learn something. Not only that, but you can help make the class a better class by making comments if it's not a lecture. Now, one question on the survey had to do with what one thing would you change about Bible class? And the most common answer was nothing. That was one of the ones we were encouraged about. So that indicates that many of you feel Bible classes currently are being conducted appropriately. And the other answers that caught our eyes were more time in Scripture, longer class, less wasted time, and more relevance to daily life. And more relevance to daily life also came up in another question that asked, you know, what can Bible class do better to help your spiritual life? And the most common answer was emphasize application to our lives. And I think most of us would agree with that answer. You know, if we're not making applications in our Bible classes, then really it's just a history lesson, right? You know, the Bible is not your typical book, and I think most of you know that in here. I mean, it was authored by the Holy Spirit of God. And secondly, according to Hebrews 4:12, this book is living and active, which means it's always relevant to your life. It's the only book that applies to every person in everywhere, every place in the world, in every generation. It applies. It contains the words of eternal life. It is the most important book ever written or compiled. And if you're not spending the appropriate amount of time studying and reading that book, you are making one of the greatest mistakes of your life. When I first became a Christian, that was back when there were no iPads or iPhones or computers, you know, yet your Bible was something you held in your hand. And my Bible was pretty thick, you know, inch and a half thick. And I used to think to myself when I first became a Christian, I am never going to be able to learn all that's in this book. And in one sense, I was right. But in another sense, I was wrong. I was right in the sense that every time I read the Word of God, I continue to learn more. But I was wrong in the sense that over the period of years that I've been reading and studying the Bible, which has spanned about 40 years, I've been able to acquire a pretty good grasp of the overall theme of the Bible and the topics that are contained in all of the books of the Bible. Now, I'll grant you that a lot of that understanding was accelerated due to choosing ministry as a vocation about 24 years ago. But it is possible to get a pretty good grasp of what God's Word teaches, but you got to spend time in it. You got to spend time reading it. You got to spend time studying it. But no matter how much time you spend reading and studying, you will never exhaust all there is to learn because, just to quote the Apostle Paul in Romans 11:33, God's riches are very great and the wisdom and his wisdom and knowledge have no end. I'm going to learn something every time that's going to help me, and so will you. The second survey, that had to do mostly with the first survey on the Wednesday night. The second survey you filled out on Sunday morning was more about reasons for Bible class attendance and non-attendance. And our education team was encouraged by this survey as well. Because on the question regarding your reason for not attending, 21 of you said you were just out of the habit. 8 of you said it was due to your work schedule. Only 4 of you said the classes were dull or irrelevant. Out of the habit is a habit you can break. I would strongly encourage you that if you are out of the habit, to start a new habit of attending class. Not only will you grow in your knowledge of God, but you also build new and stronger relationships with your brothers and sisters. And this church will become stronger. The answers to the question that asked why you attend class validated actually the answer to the question on the other survey, the Wednesday survey, that what makes you want to attend class. 58 of you answered that it was important to study God's Word, and 41 of you indicated that you like to hear other people's thoughts and comments. You don't always agree with other people's thoughts and comments, but you like to hear them. 9 of you said you would attend if the classes were more discussion-centered. And again, that puzzled me a little bit, because if you haven't been in a class for a few years, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised at how discussion-centered they are. 7 of you said you would attend if the classes were more biblically based. And I interpret that to mean, and I could be wrong, but I interpret that to mean you prefer to study the text of the Bible rather than a book written by some a scholar or author on some biblical theme or topic that might be addressed in the Bible somewhere. And in my opinion, both of those types of studies are important. For example, let's say you want to learn about the Holy Spirit. You want to know more about God's Spirit. So if you just study what Jesus said about the Spirit, you're going to miss a lot about what the Bible talks about in regard to the Spirit. You're going to miss a lot about what Paul says in regard to the Holy Spirit. You're going to miss a lot of the Spirit's work in the book of Acts. So there are biblical scholars who have spent years studying the Holy Spirit. They have combed all the pages of the Bible to find all the references to the Holy Spirit. They have studied the work of other scholars who have studied the Holy Spirit. And they have compiled that into one book. And to me, that's a huge blessing. That saves me so much time and energy in studying that particular topic. I'm thankful for men and women, scholars, who have done that depth of work on a specific biblical topic. But studying the text of the Bible is also important. You know, when you study one of the Gospels, you learn about the life of Jesus. You know, when you study the book of Acts, you learn about how the church began and some of the timelines. When you study the book of Revelation, which we did not too long ago, you get a much bigger picture of what happened in the past, what God was doing in the past, what God is doing now, what's going on now, and what's going to go on in the future. When you study one of Paul's letters, you not only are studying the text, but you are also learning about many different topics that are relevant to the church. You know, so even when studying a New Testament letter, you'll be studying various topics, even though you're studying the text of a specific letter. For example, Paul's letter to the Corinthians, for example, addresses many topics. He addresses topics such as division, church discipline, worship, the church body, spiritual gifts, the resurrection, marriage, the end times. That's not all of them. Our education team believes that both topic and text are important for a well-rounded biblical education. And so the adult education team is working on a curriculum for the fall, and we're going to be submitting our recommendations to the elders for their approval. And we're going to be using these results on the surveys to guide our decisions. So again, I want to appreciate all of you who took time to fill those out. And if you didn't fill one out, let me know. If you'd like to, let me know, and I'll be happy to provide you with one or both. When I was growing up as a child, my favorite month of the year was December. For obvious reasons, it's Christmas. And we always got a Christmas break from school in December. My second favorite day of the year was May. My birthday's in May. But also in May, usually the last day of school for the summer comes in May. And we are approaching now the end of the summer, as school is only about 2 weeks away, and families with children, teachers preparing, you know, to go back to school. And as that was probably my least favorite day of the whole year, was the day of going back to school. But as the parent of a child, unless you're a teacher, you look forward to the first day of school, because that's kind of like Liberation Day, right? Right? Westerville City Schools will be resuming for teachers on August 13th and for students in grades 1 through 12 on August 16th. Preschool and kindergarten go back on August 21st. Big Walnut will be resuming on the same dates for the students, but for the teachers, they get to go back on the 14th rather than the 13th. And I'm not sure what Columbus is. Columbus has got to be near there, right? Teachers go back the 20th, students the 24th. Okay. Well, in conjunction with Westerville City Schools and Big Walnut Schools and Columbus Schools, I would like to propose a back-to-school day for Spring Road. I would like to propose that on Sunday, August 19th, that all Spring Road members return to Bible class. Go back to school at Spring Road. Start the school year off right by going back to school. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, a small group, or all of the above. But I would suggest if you're not currently attending a class that you pick one of those, the one that's most convenient for you or whatever, or the one that you like the best, and go back to school. And begin again really studying the Word of God with your brothers and sisters, sharpening one another, building relationships, and learning more about God. If you would like to see any of the survey results, let me know. I'll be happy to provide copies for you. Also, if you would like to make a comment about the survey results, please feel free to do so. You can talk to us personally. You can email us, call us, text us, message us, even send us a written letter if you can still write. Because one of our goals is to increase attendance. Because one thing you can never have too much of is the knowledge of God's will. Because knowing God's will, remember, is knowing God. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. Now, I noticed that the person who hands these out every Sunday was not here today, and so I'm the only one that has a communication card today. But that's not going to absolve you from the responsibility of accepting the challenge. Memorize Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. And accept the Bible class challenge. Come back. Go back to school, to Bible school here at Spring Road, August 19th. You know, ironically, one of the most important tools in learning God's will is not the Bible. One of the most important, if the most important tool in learning God's will is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, according to Paul in 1 Corinthians 2, is what enables you to grasp spiritual truth. The Holy Spirit is what enables you to understand God's will. Doesn't mean you can't understand anything in the Bible, but it's there to help you grasp the truth of God's will. And in order to receive the Spirit, you've got to first have it. You've got to have the Spirit. And the way I understand you receive the Spirit is when you put your faith in Jesus Christ, when you confess your faith in Him, when you decide you're going to turn away from sin and you're going to turn to God and live for Him and then die to self and die to sin in baptism. As Acts 2:38 talks about, that's when you will receive forgiveness, and that's when you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So I encourage you, if you've never done that before, you are at a distinct disadvantage in really being able to grasp the truth of God's Word, because you don't have that tool that He gives you in order to do that. So I encourage you this morning, if you haven't done that yet, we're here to help you do that. And if we can help you do that this morning, we would love to respond however you would like. You can come down to the front as we sing, or you can see us afterwards. Either way, respond today as we stand and as we sing.